Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon youth to save the elderly from cyber fraud, reiterates that there is no provision of digital arrest. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, commends resilience and dedication of Naik Subedar, Hokato Hotoje Sema, and Team Better Dimapur. Centre convenes all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. And Centre to launch national campaign, Aap Koi Bahana Nahi, in New Delhi tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon the tech-savvy youth to save the elderly from the risk of cyber fraud and reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest in the government. Addressing 116th episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister stressed that the elderly are the most common victims of such crimes and it is everyone's responsibility to keep them safe from cyber fraud. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda next year, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held in Delhi. The country celebrates Youth Day on 12 January every year to mark Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. 2,000 such youth, selected from villages, blocks, districts and states, will gather at Bharat Mandapam for the dialogue. Prime Minister also urged youth from families without political background to join politics. He declared that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be run in the country to connect 1 lakh such youth to politics. On the occasion of National Cadet Corps Day, today, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the enrollment of girl cadets in NCC has risen to almost 40% from 25%.
NCC ka naam saamne aate hi, hame school, college ke din yaad aa jate hain. Main swayam bhi NCC cadet raha hoon, isliye pure vishwas ke saath keh sakta hoon ki isse mila anubhav mere liye anmol hai. NCC yuvaon mein anushasan, netrutva aur seva ki bhavna paida karti hai.
Recalling his recent visit abroad, Prime Minister said the Indian diaspora is helping preserve and promote Indian culture. Prime Minister mentioned that the Ek Per Ka Ma Ke Naam campaign has crossed the important milestone of planting 100 crore trees in just 5 months. The 116th episode of Mann Ki Baat, the monthly radio program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, was screened at Raj Bhavan in Kohima today. Speaking at the screening program, Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, commended the resilience, dedication and spirit of service represented by Naik Subedar Hokato Hotoje Sema and Team Better Dimapur. He said Naik Subedar Hokato H. Sema is not only an Indian Army officer and a sportsman, but also a shining example of how adversity can be transformed into achievement. La Ganesan said Naik Subedar Hokato lost his leg in 2002 during an operation in Kashmir, yet his spirit remained unbroken and due to his perseverance and commitment, he won a bronze medal in the shot put event for the country at the 2024 Summer Paralympics in Paris. The governor also acknowledged the admirable efforts of Team Better Dimapur. He said their commitment to community service extends far beyond charity as they are actively involved in promoting cleanliness, environmental protection and civic responsibility. The governor added that we need more people like Naik Subedar Hokato and Team Better Dimapur to continue leading the way and to inspire many more young people to step forward and contribute to the progress and harmony of our community. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the parliament beginning tomorrow. Talking to reporters after the all-party meeting convened by the government in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on alleged bribery scam by an industrialist, Manipur situation, unemployment and pollution in North India. The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh.
हम सिर्फ अनुरोध यही करते हैं कि सदन अच्छा से चले, हंगामा ना हो, कोई भी विषय पार्लियामेंट में रखता है तो शांतिपूर्वक उस विषय को चर्चा होगा तो बहुत लाभ मिलेगा। हर सदस्य चर्चा में भाग लेना चाहता है, लेकिन सदन अच्छी तरह से चलना चाहिए।
The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on his Martyrdom Day. In a social media post, the governor said on the occasion, "We honor the supreme sacrifice of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the Hindi Chadar, who gave his life to uphold religious freedom and human rights." He said, "Guru Tegh Bahadur martyrdom inspires us to stand against oppression and protect the dignity of all." The governor visited the Assam Rifles Gurudwara in Kohima to commemorate the day. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Government will launch a national campaign, Aap Koi Bahana Nahi, in New Delhi tomorrow. The campaign calls on the public, government and key stakeholders to take actionable steps to eliminate gender-based violence. It is a collaborative effort between the Ministries of Women and Child Development and Rural Development with support from UN Women. At the campaign, a film on Aap Koi Bahana Nahi will be released to showcase the need for accountability from all stakeholders, including each citizen, to pledge against ending gender-based violence. The Women and Child Development Ministry said the campaign will be launched along with the Nayi Chetna 3.0 campaign to ensure a wide reach on spreading the call to action on ending gender-based violence, leaving no one behind. On 25th November, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women is observed globally every year. In a significant development, National Consumer Helpline has partnered with over 1,000 companies under its Convergence Program to expedite grievance resolution. These companies span over major sectors including e-commerce, private education, FMCG, consumer durables, electronic products, retail outlets, automobiles, and banking. Consumer Affairs Ministry said the complaints related to these convergence companies will be directly transferred to them for online resolution. The ministry said the number of convergent partners has steadily increased from 263 companies in 2017 to 1,009 companies. Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, under the government of Nagaland, has informed that Marie Mathias from Wales will be performing at the upcoming Toyota Hornbill Music Festival 2024 at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, on December 1st and 2nd. Marie Mathias, a celebrated Welsh folk artist, is known for her hauntingly beautiful voice and modern interpretations of traditional Welsh music. As Wales participate in the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival as a partner country this year, Mary Mathias will bring the lyrical soul of her homeland to Nagaland, forging a musical connection between the hills of Wales and the hills of Northeast India. It may be mentioned that the Toyota Hornbill Music Festival, jointly organized by TAFMA and Okusa Toyota, has been dubbed as India's biggest music festival. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon youth to save elderly from cyber fraud, reiterates that there is no provision of digital arrest. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, commends resilience and dedication of Naik Subedar Hokato Hotoje Sema and Team Better Dimapur. Center convenes all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. And center to launch national campaign Aap Koi Bahana Nahi in New Delhi tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.